Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, we continue to learn about Rossini, who died 150 years ago this year.
Yehuda Hanani, I always love having you here, and one of the things I wanted to ask you is, I understand that there is a relationship between Gilbert and Sullivan and the great Rossini, who of course, as we all know, wrote the overture that is played whenever we think of the Lone Ranger.
So we are continuing with this musical adventure, drawing a profile of a man who was definitely bigger than life. He was the forerunner of Bellini and Donizetti and Verdi, was the founder of Italian bel canto style, and was the inspiration behind Offenbach. I'm sure everybody in the audience, in our audience, knows Offenbach's operetta, The Tales of Hoffmann, and all the way to Gilbert and Sullivan. I would like us to have a taste of one particular type of comical opera, which is the patter. Patter is fast-moving notes and fast-moving words, where every note gets one word. So you have to listen very carefully to follow the text. One is by Gilbert and Sullivan, or I should say Arthur Sullivan, who wrote the music. Gilbert provided the words from The Pirates of Penzance. See if you can follow the funny text, the puns, the tongue twisters. Here it goes.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news.
Ooh, lot of news, lot of news.
Ah, with many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I am very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
I know our mythic history, King Arthur's and Sir Caradoc's. The answer hard acrostics have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote in elegiacs all the crimes of Helicabalus. In conics I can flow peculiarities parabolous. I can tell and doubt of Raphael's from Derrida's and Sophonies. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. And I can hum a fugue of which you've heard the music's dinner for.
Dinner for.
Ha ha! And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalian and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a mouse a rifle from a javelin, when such affairs are sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, I have a smattering of elemental strategy. Ooh, strategy? Strategy, letity, betity. Ah, I have it. You'll say a better major general and never satisfy.
You'll say a better major general and never satisfy. You'll say a better major general and never satisfy. You'll say a better major general and never satisfy. You'll say a better major general and never satisfy.
For my military knowledge, though I am plucky and adventury, has only been but down to the beginning of the century. But still, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
You'll say a better major general and never satisfy. You'll say a better major general and never satisfy. You'll say a better major general and never satisfy.
John Reed singing I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. Isidore Godfrey conducted the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Information about the music played in this segment and each edition of Classical Music According to Yehuda is available online at wamc.org/roundtable. Yehuda Hanani's Close Encounters with Music series presents a program of Mozart and Schubert, Marzipan and the Trout on Saturday, December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.